KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, regional final action in Class 1A saw Newell Fonda defeat Exira EHK 5-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Corning 13-0. Akron Westfield beat Charter Oak Ute 11-3. Janesville over Mason City Newman Catholic 5-0. Don Bosco taking down Marquette Catholic 3-2. New London over Earlham 3-1. Remsen St. Mary's topping Bishop Garrigan 9-3. Linville Sully beat Lisbon 5-3 in the 1A regional finals last night. Those winners make up the state tourney field in 1A. In Class 2A last night, Trainer a winner over Logan Magnolia 3-1. Iowa City Regina in 8 innings, a 3-2 winner over Highland. Lawton Bronson beat Western Christian 2-1. Durant over North Fayette 12-0. Fort Dodge St. Edmund beat Des Moines Christian 4-0. Ridgeview over North Union 2-1. Jessup in 8 innings, a 5-4 winner over Albernett. And AGWSR beat Denver 12-0. Those winners all make up the 2A state tournament field. In Class 3A regional finals last night, it was Bondurant Farrar outscoring I-35. It took 9 innings for BF to win it 13-11. New Hampton beat Iowa Falls Alden 3-1. Monticello over Center Point Urbana 2-1. Clark beat West Burlington Notre Dame 3-2. Estherville Lincoln Central over Boyden Hall Rock Valley 6-5. Sergeant Bluff Luton a winner over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 5-2. East Marshall beat PCM 7-2, and it was Mid Prairie over Davenport Assumption 5-1. Those winners make up the Class 3A state tournament field. Now, the 4A and 5A state qualifiers will be decided tonight around the state. In Class 4A, Harlan will play Dallas Center Grimes. Denison will play Humboldt. Fairfield faces Winterset. Carlisle plays Vinton Shelsburg. Washington will play North Scott. It'll be Norwalk versus Indianola. Waverly Shellrock facing Ballard. And Maquoketa against Solon. In Class 5A, the matchups tonight include Dowling Catholic facing Abraham Lincoln. Ankeny plays Fort Dodge. Dubuque Hempstead plays Dubuque Senior. It'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson against Muscatine, Ottumwa facing Iowa City West, Cedar Rapids Prairie against Pleasant Valley, Johnston facing Waukee, and Southeast Polk battling West Des Moines Valley. Those winners will all move on to state as well in Class 5A. In boys baseball last night in regular season action, Atlantic closed out their season by dropping both ends of a doubleheader, as Sioux City East defeated Atlantic 12-1 in the opening game of a doubleheader last night. That game took 5 innings due to the 10-run rule. Second game, it was Sioux City East scoring 3 times in the 5th inning to break open a scoreless game, and they went on to win 4-0 over Atlantic in a game that saw Atlantic strike out 15 times in that contest. Atlantic ends the regular season with a mark of 10-21, as they'll move on now into tournament play Friday night in a game we'll have here on KJAN. Also in regular season boys baseball last night, Sioux City North beat Glenwood 8-0. Dallas Center Grimes over Carroll 3-2. Harlan beat Abraham Lincoln 10-6. Lamar's 15-1 over Denison. And Sioux City West beat Lewis Central 3-1 last night. Small schools continue the postseason tonight. Boys district play continuing in Class 1A matchups tonight at Avoca. It'll be Logan Magnolia facing Cam and AHST against Exira EHK. At Coon Rapids tonight, Glenn Ralston plays Arweva and Audubon faces Coon Rapids Baird. At Lennox this evening, Bedford plays Lennox and Villisca faces Murray. At Martinsdale, it'll be Lamoni facing Orient Maxburg and Martinsdale St. Mary's playing East Union. At Sydney tonight, Essex South Page will play Nishnabotna and Sydney will face Stanton. At Underwood this evening, it'll be Griswold versus Underwood and Riverside facing Fremont Mills. And at Woodward tonight, it'll be Guthrie Center against Woodward Granger and Adair Casey facing Earlham. In Class 2A Boys District Baseball tonight at Truro, it'll be Nottoway Valley facing West Central Valley and Mount Air playing I-35. Up in Carroll tonight, Kemper Catholic will play Tri-Center and IKM Manning will face Missouri Valley. Also at Trainer this evening, Clarinda plays St. Albert while Trainer will battle Shenandoah. Those winners all move on in postseason play. Well, the final Class 3A and 4A baseball rankings out this week by the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. And the final big school rankings in 4A, Ankeny is on top, followed by Iowa City West, Des Moines East, Muscatine, West Des Moines Valley, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Johnston, Southeast Polk, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Rapids Xavier. In the Class 3A final poll, Bishop Heelan Catholic is ranked number 1, followed by Clear Lake. Harlan is in at number 3. Dubuque Wallert and Lamar's round out the top 5, followed by Waverly Shellrock, Sheraton, Glenwood in at number 8, Storm Lake, and then Decorah finishing off the final top 10 of the season. Well, the University of Iowa has not won a Big Ten baseball championship since 1990, but new coach Rick Heller says the future of the program is bright. Heller was introduced on Monday as the Hawkeyes' new head coach. The native of Eldon spent the past 4 years as the head coach at Indiana State.
It's a big day. Big day for my family. Big day for myself. Yeah, it's great to be a Hawkeye. It's great to be home. And I can't tell you how excited I am to get started.
Heller says Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta offered him a partnership with the administration to build the program.
And that's all I wanted to hear. Because if that happens, there's no question we can get this thing going. We are the University of Iowa, one of the best universities in America. And if we can't get it done in baseball, there's something wrong. And with a partnership that we're going to have with Gary, myself, the administration, we'll go to work right now. And we'll get this done. The future starts today, and the future is bright.
Heller says he'll go to work immediately and says his goal is to keep the best players here in the state. Heller coached at UNI from 1999 until the program was discontinued in 2009. He says as the lone remaining Division I program in the state, Iowa has a lot of potential.
I think the potential here is unbelievable. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am what we could be doing in 5 years or 4 years. I mean, it could be amazing because we are. We're the only one left, Division I-wise. And the baseball people in this state want to be proud of something. They want something that they can wrap their arms around, and they want something that they can be proud of.
Barta says the administration is making a bigger commitment to the sport of baseball and will begin the process of upgrading facilities. Heller began his college coaching career with a successful run at Upper Iowa. He takes over a program that qualified for the Big Ten tournament 3 times during former coach Jack Dom's 10 years at the helm. Well, the Mets' Matt Harvey will be the starting pitcher for the National League and Detroit's Max Scherzer for the American League in tonight's All-Star game. Harvey is 7-2 with a .235 earned run average and leads the league with 147 strikeouts. He becomes the first pitcher from the host team to start an All-Star game since Houston's Roger Clemens in 2004 and just the 11th overall. The annual Midsummer Classic will be played at the Mets' Citi Field tonight. The 24-year-old Harvey will become the youngest starting pitcher at the All-Star game since Dwight Gooden in 1988 when he was 23. Scherzer is 13-1 and suffered his first loss of the season Saturday against Texas. He has a 3.1 earned run average, and his 152 strikeouts are second in the majors to the Rangers' Yu Darvish. Yoenis Cespedes of the Oakland Athletics won the home run derby last night. He edged Washington's 20-year-old Bryce Harper 9-8 in the final round of the 8-player competition. The Cuban-born outfielder is the first player left out of the All-Star game to win the home run derby. Well, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig pronounced the sport cleaner than it's ever been. Selig also defended baseball's drug testing program, which began in 2003, saying the sport was not slow to react to the charges. He was speaking at a question and answer session. Selig declined to detail baseball's plan for dealing with its ongoing investigation of the anti-aging clinic Biogenesis, which is accused of distributing performing enhancing drugs. He says it's been reported that MLB might attempt to discipline further MVPs Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braun, along with other players. Well, Phillies center fielder Ben Revere will have surgery Tuesday on his broken right foot. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Revere broke his foot in a foul ball before hitting into a double play to end Philadelphia's 5-4 loss to the White Sox in Game 1 of a doubleheader Saturday. Acquired from Minnesota last offseason, Revere has a slow start with the Phillies. He raised his average, though, to .305 from .200 on May 1st and had a 10-game hitting streak before he got hurt. Alex Rodriguez went 2-for-4 with a 400-foot home run in his first rehab appearance with Double-A Trenton. He played 7 innings in the Thunder's game. He's due for another rehab game today and possibly on Wednesday as well. Well, Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor stemming from a 2012 bar fight near campus, closing a case that had dogged his Heisman Trophy-winning season. Manziel admitted that he failed to identify himself to police following the altercation. As part of a plea deal, other charges against the 20-year-old, including disorderly conduct, were dismissed. Well, NASCAR plans to automate its rulebook and revamp its appeals process in a wide-ranging effort to bring more clarity to race teams and fans. The governing body outlines several initiatives it expects to implement in its 3 major series before the start of the 2015 racing season. Those included converting its rulebook from a Word document to computer-automated design drawings so that race shops can see exactly what is allowed and what isn't. NASCAR also wants to upgrade what pit information is available to fans on the race days. Well, the Iowa Energy will be the Minnesota Timberwolves NBA Development League affiliate for the 2013-14 season. The NBA announced the move yesterday. This is the first season the teams have been paired up as affiliates to develop young players. The Timberwolves had been paired with the Sioux Falls Skyforce for the previous seven seasons. The Iowa Energy are entering their seventh season in the NBA Development League. The team, owned by a group of Iowa businessmen, won the NBDL League title in 2011. The franchise tied a league record with four consecutive playoff appearances from 2008 through 2011. Well, 4 days after being waived by the L.A. Lakers, Meta World Peace says he'll be signing with the New York Knicks, and he's excited to join Carmelo Anthony and company. The 6'7" forward will still be paid the $7.7 million that was owed to him by the Lakers. New York Knicks guard J.R. Smith, the NBA's sixth man of the year, has had patella tendon surgery and also arthroscopy on his left knee that likely will keep him from joining the Knicks when they open training camp in late September. The team said Smith will need 12 to 16 weeks to recover. In NFL news, the Buffalo Bills failed to reach a long-term deal with free agent safety Jarius Byrd, and it's unclear whether he'll sign his one-year franchise tag offer from the team. Byrd was given the franchise label in March, and the two sides faced a Monday deadline to work out a long-term deal. He's the only remaining NFL player who has not signed his franchise tender and can only play under a one-year contract as a result of missing the deadline. Byrd has played in 62 games since the Bills selected him in the 2009 second round, recording 18 interceptions and forcing 10 fumbles while defending 27 passes. The two-time Pro Bowler tied for the NFL lead with 9 interceptions in 2009 when he was a rookie. And the start times and the pairings for Thursday's first round of the British Open in Muirfield are set. Tiger Woods gets a late start locally at 2:45 p.m. Thursday. That's 9:45 a.m. on the East Coast. Woods will play the first two rounds with former British Open champ Louis Oosthuizen and former U.S. Open champion Graham McDowell. Rory McIlroy will play with Scottish Open winner Phil Mickelson, along with Hideki Matsuyama of Japan. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.